I wouldn't want to go talking about speculation, as you indicated that many more patients would be dying as a result of people working without registration.
No, I said they could die, not that exactly. It was not.
But again, that is what I'm saying, that I wouldn't want to go out there to speculate. But again, I would wish to indicate that, yes, there is a regulator that is responsible to register and regulate the practice of medical and dental practitioners and physician assistants. And then I would wish to indicate that, yes, the individuals, when they go to any institution and they have any, or they feel that the practitioner might not be living to expectation, they have the right to report to the medical and dental council or go out to the court to seek redress, more so if there have been issues of negligence.
Now, you must be happy with the arrest of Dr. Obin, who is alleged is playing some sort of hide and seek with you. Could that be the end of Obin for hospital?
You see, once there had been a loss of life, I shouldn't be happy. And more so, if a practitioner registered and been regulated should go out for issues like that. You see, as a regulator, we are not really happy with things like that. We would have expected that all practitioners registered are in good standing and they work within the confines of the law. Now, as to what happens next, there are two issues here. He's already with the police being investigated. I've been told that he has been taken to court today. Now, at the end of the case, the Medical and Dental Council will take the appropriate action. And again, even if the case has not been finally determined or it's not finally determined, the Medical and Dental Council have already instituted a preliminary investigation. And then we are also going to look at the professional conduct of that practitioner. And if that practitioner is found guilty, then the appropriate sanctions will be meted to the practitioner.
Right. Now, before we leave you, you have been accused at times by you, I don't mean you personally, but
the medical
and Dental Council have been accused of not cracking the whip enough. And but you claim that it is also the responsibility of the police to ensure compliance at times. What message do you want to send to the police within the context of what has happened?
Well, it is unfortunate the Medical and Dental Council is being judged with respect to what had happened. But I think that if you have followed the work or the activities of the Medical and Dental Council recently, you would have noted that a lot has been done. A lot is being done, and we'll continue to do our best to ensure that we really guide the profession and protect the public.
Registrar of the Ghana Medical and Dental Council, Dr. Eli Atikwi, in that interview with Ibrahim Kwaten.